This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah. All right, welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. And here's the new Diddy fucking with the mic again. God damn. Welcome to Taco Diddy and Tequila Tuesdays again. So we had a good week. My birthday's coming up June 23rd. Farouk says today. Happy birthday, Farouk.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Farouk.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, we have with us this week, we have the new Diddy back by his demand.
Poetry.
Once again. We have we have Mr. Al Toomer.
Yes, it is. I can hear you, Al.
Yeah, we can all hear you, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even hear me breathing today?
I hear you, bro.
We hear everything.
Yeah, we hear all that. All right. We hear the bronchial issues.
Okay, I guess I was just... And once again, we have Farouk. Back the ghetto Googler with us once again this week, and this is June. So happy birthday, Geminis and Cancers.
Oh, July, baby. July is the real Cancers. Let's keep that real. July 7th, to be exact.
Okay, what's wrong with this nigga's throat?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Somebody must have gave him a throat, baby.
Yeah, but he's back. you had to be mad when you looked at the reports. We was getting ready to boot him off, and we saw three or four motherfuckers who liked him.
On the comments?
We had more than that who liked him.
But those three motherfuckers was all him.
They loving him. Come on, man.
All
my
back.
Fans, y'all calling. Y'all already know who y'all are.
The
y'all
new shitty.
because I am the shit.
The new shitty, man.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, when's your birthday? July what?
July 7th.
July
7th. 7-7, born at 7 o'clock. So damn. 7's all around, baby.
Damn. I get so unlucky.
Hey, man, you don't give it.
Check this out. Lucky 7. That's, it ain't there for there's no reason, player. It's there for a reason, you feel?
I really believe in that shit.
Lucky 7, boy, baby.
Hocus pocus.
The spirit.
All right, gentlemen. So check this out. We had the opportunity to go to the Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl, which we do every year. We went this Sunday. Layla Hathaway and Common, they did their thing.
Oh, man, she tore the roof off, man.
Did you have a ball, Farouk?
Oh, man, I had a wonderful time, man. Best time of my life, man.
How loaded did you get?
I'm still loaded.
See, that's how
I'm
you get loaded.
I'm still loaded.
Well, you have residual loadedness.
Yeah, so just you know, it was a lot of beautiful women there, you know, a lot of fun-loving people. Mm. Everything was positive, you know. I done had gummy worms dipped in vodka, pineapple, dipped in tequila, just all kind of shit. People gave me all kind of shit. This lady gave me some wine that tasted like grape juice. But after five sips, I was feeling so motherfucking high off of this wine.
She done stole the communion drink and gave it to Farouk.
So I had a real nice time out there,
2 to 11. Yo was out there all 8 hours.
Yeah, hell yeah, all day.
Yep, Common did his thing, though. I was impressed by his performance, but, you know, Gregory Porter, he did his thing. Real soulful.
Now, Al had called me. He was supposed to come. You didn't make it, right?
I forgot about it, man. I know you talked about it a bit, man, but you know, I'm 48 years old. My mind ain't as good. I mean, Sunday, you know, I'm thinking, ain't no basketball on. Ain't no nothing.
Later, Hathaway did her thing.
From church,
man.
And all this type of shit.
So what did you do on Sunday? You forgot already?
Yeah.
Well, what I was trying to say is
today,
he suffered
Tuesday.
From a temporary shot glock gonorrhea dementia. So every now and again, you know, when he talks, you know, at the same time, within his sentences, he tends to forget. As you see that pause, you see his mouth is open right now.
Didn't we tell him to get some chapstick for last time?
We told him that, but he can't afford it. But
subscribe, and I can afford it. Subscribe.
I don't think it sounds like he got a frog in his goddamn. There's a lot of shit I don't want to remember.
You should have drunk you some goddamn tea, boy. You know,
you hear motherfuckers tell you that don't forget where you come from and
right.
all this type of shit. You know, I can't forget. I'm still there.
Right.
Ain't gonna be there.
I hear you. I feel you on that.
Yeah. Well, Sid, what I try to do, man, is I try to celebrate the whole month of July as my birthday month. So I'm still celebrating.
You should celebrate every motherfucking day you wake up is your birthday.
Wait a minute, Marv, your birthday is when again?
June 23rd.
June 23rd. So why you say you celebrate all of July?
No, but you should celebrate every day is your fucking birthday.
True. Every day 6 feet up.
I mean, why is your age judged on the moment you came out of your mother's womb?
I don't know, Al. Why you think they do that?
I don't know, because it takes you 9 months to get, you know, the way you're supposed to get. How come age ain't being counted,
right,
you know, from the moment you conceived?
True.
So you saying, actually, I'm 9 months older than I think I am?
Yeah. Because if you born in June, now count back. Because if you was 9 months...
You got to go to the conceptual.
And what day did your mom, your dad sling dick up in your mom?
It was 72 hours after that when you are concepted. So that's where it come from. So basically, everybody is 9 months older than what they claim.
So don't
be born on leap year, because see, then you fucked
that's
up.
That's right. February 29th. Nigga, would you count your birthday every 4 years?
Right.
I know I would.
Yeah.
But if a person born on February 29th, they get an extra day of Black History Month.
Why would they want it?
Sometimes.
Hey, for real, you said it takes 72 hours for the baby to be conceived.
Yeah,
is that true?
After conception.
After conception. Is that theoretically true?
No, that's
or is that
a
something
fact.
You just... Oh, okay.
No, that's a fact.
All right. You are the ghetto Googler, so I would...
Well, you a young motherfucker. You 34 years old. You done nutted in bitches before. You don't know.
Oh, I done shot the club up plenty of times.
You don't know. You ain't that goddamn young.
Nah.
That was a dumbass question.
I done shot the club up plenty of times, but the reason why I asked is because I done concept a baby within less than 7 years.
How many children do you have with bitches you can't stand?
I have one biologically, but I'm a father to many.
He don't know.
What the hell does that mean? That nigga work at a group home?
That means Al Toomer, I am your stepfather.
That's what he tried to say.
Well, we did have some good news. Happened. Golden State has won the basketball.
Yes. And I knew they was going to do it, baby.
And I won $300.
And I knew they was going to do it, baby.
Nigga, bring me my money. If you watching this, bring me my goddamn money and quit avoiding my phone call.
Now you say, Al, how's that good? Because everybody in California get free tacos today. It's good.
And it's a West Coast team.
Golden State won?
Yeah.
So free tacos. Would have won, what would we have gotten?
Not a damn. Would have got free tacos.
Yeah.
Niggas would have got mad.
So yeah. Niggas just happy. I mean, they give you some tacos. And
free tacos.
It's only going to cost you 99 cents if you had to pay for it.
But it's Tuesday.
Hey, if it's free, it's for me. That's what I say.
Taco Supreme, the best taco. Don't tell me it's just a regular goddamn fucking lettuce and tomatoes, hard taco, just a regular 59 cent.
But the Dorito shell.
Yeah.
The Dorito shell.
Yeah.
I had Sky Tacos today, man, and that was pretty good.
Where did you have tacos today?
Sky Tacos.
They were delicious?
Off of Pico. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
The sauce they put on there is amazing, man.
How many did you have?
Oh, just three. I might have to, you know, the shrimp taco, the carne asada steak taco, and the ground beef with guacamole and pico de gallo and a lemonade.
Damn, boy, you had tacos and a menu.
Game when a nigga can get some free oxtails and rice and black-eyed peas.
That
and
part.
Green
I'm corn finna make something tonight.
That part. Taco.
Hey, real
somebody
quick.
Went and
I'm putting the oxtails in the crock pot tonight.
Ooh. Hey, real quick on a side note. I was on Instagram today, and I told these people at Herbal Express that I was going to go ahead and let them know about what's coming up in Leimert Park. Okay, so
What's coming up in Leimert Park?
Well, Leimert Park, June 18th from,
get
10,
your
from 10 a.m.
The microphone.
Nigga.
So they hear you.
Our black people, this is what I'll be going through. All right,
nigga,
listen.
I'm trying to hear you. Park, they don't hear you.
Nigga, they don't see you. Anyway.
Good, but they can hear me.
Nigga, they just see a shadow, nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
All they see is a hat moving. All they see is a hat moving. All they see is white teeth and your hat, nigga.
What's going on in the
anyway, park? As I was rudely interrupted by old man Wither. Okay, Leimert Park, June. Leimert Park, June 18th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, it's open to the public. Okay, it's between 4300 Degnan Boulevard and 43rd Street in Degnan. They're gonna have dancing. They're gonna have great arts, plenty of food, live entertainment. Black Arts of Los Angeles Association.
What date is this?
This is June 18th at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So come out to Lemur Park, show your love, bring the community out. You know what I'm saying? We love
this. Your family reunion.
That's 2 days after the Tupac movie come out.
No, nigga, it's a picnic for you.
Now, did anybody see any good movies this week?
No, but we are waiting for that Tupac movie to come out on Friday. I want to give a quick shout out to Goldie.
Hold on, we can't all talk at one time. That good Tupac movie is supposed to come out. I'm glad they got somebody to actually look at it.
Who was that boy playing?
June 16th, man.
Just like that motherfucker to me, man.
Might be him.
Hey Al, it was another guy that actually really looked like Tupac, and he was supposed to play that role.
But he went to jail.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't even remember.
You know, we used to cut his hair to little young shit.
Meal ticket.
Music.
With the thick eyebrows.
Oh,
yeah.
But I think he used to arch his eyebrows every other Saturday. Remember?
No, I don't remember that shit.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I don't hardly remember no shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that boy looked just like
you. But you do remember the martini glass. Never mind. We're going to talk about that another day. Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
Everybody should go out there and support the movie.
Please. And support Lemur Park June 10th.
Now, what I was saying is, you know, because we got birthdays coming up this month, and I know there's a lot of people, they do weird stuff, or some of them don't even celebrate their birthdays. What big event have you done to celebrate any of your birthdays in the past, Al?
Man, I've had a lot of great birthdays. Said, you know, like your goddamn significant other girlfriend taking you to Paris or something.
You went to Paris?
Taking you on a trip, like my 30th birthday. And this is a friend. I won't even bring a name up, but that type is it. But, you know, just.
Where did you go?
She just said, we went to Paris.
How was that?
Wonderful.
Did you have some french fries?
I don't remember what we had. I was just happy that I had a goddamn fucking female in my life that paid
Al Tomer.
Take me to my motherfucking birthday.
Reporting to Al Tomer.
Now, New Diddy, what's the most extravagant thing you've done on your birthday?
Well, let's see. Let me take a moment of clarity like Al.
Just my fucking...
You can tell
when somebody don't have nothing for his birthday.
1900s when we popped up a bottle of moonshine, and we went on to the whole house down the road. There,
we gonna pray for you.
Just answer the question. Listen, my the biggest thing I did was my 21st birthday. I had a
you was there by your
party.
Motherfucking self.
Yeah,
me and your two baby mamas. Anyway,
your mama when you got.
I had my 21st birthday. I had a big party. I had all the Smirnoff bottles you can name that they've ever made, and we got toe up, and you know,
Smirnoff.
Turn up. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. What about you, Farouk? What's the best birthday you ever had?
The best birthday party that I had is when I was 25 years old. That was the best party I ever.
What'd you do?
I paid for everything. Had a party at the house. I invited my prostitute over. You know, it was cool, you know. She came with my homeboy, so, you know, I said, this is my homeboy day. But, you know, my nosy-ass cousin went in the room and grabbed a T-shirt and said, you can't walk around here dressed like that. So
she was naked?
Pretty much close to it.
But as I was saying, man, your birthday, you know what my best birthday is? On your birthday, June 13th.
My best birthday is today because I'm alive right here.
But
mine the 23rd.
Every day we wake up, bro.
Look, get it right before you get it right before you say it.
Hold on.
For me, mine is in December 27th, but every day you wake up is a new birthday.
Amen.
Man.
Thank
you. Every fucking day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Who the fuck told you your goddamn age is reduced to every 365 days?
Well, happy Tuesday, Al. Well, happy Tuesday.
Well, thank you. I'm
happy Tuesday and happy birthday, Al.
I woke up today, nigga.
Now, what I don't like is when, you know, people be having these babies, right? They have these babies, and they always want to give them that first year birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
They don't never remember that shit.
Yeah.
And people spend $1,000, you got jumpers.
That be for the adults. That birthday be for the adults.
Look, I'm telling you, I done been to some, man, look here. All that is another damn baby shower, and fuck that, because the kid don't remember the first or the second year or the third year birthday party.
Shit. Ain't no man throwing no birthday party for his first baby. That's normally some females.
Mark,
you didn't have the first one, I bet you that shit ain't going to happen with the second, third, fourth.
That's what I'm saying.
It's only the first kid.
Skip them first three birthday parties for the babies. Huh? Skip them first three birthday parties for the babies.
Hey, Mark, right. He was born and raised.
But that's even, you talking about the birthday party, the shit you buy for the kid.
Hell yeah. You're
buying clothes.
Jumpers and shit.
$500, $600, $1,000, and the motherfucker won't even be able to wear them in a year.
Hell right. Yeah.
Listen, shit. I don't know what kind of birthday parties y'all been to, but from where I'm from, South Central, Los Angeles, California, from the ages of one to the ages of when a baby can remember the actual birthday, all those parties are for adults. You may see jumpers, you may see all that, but in the back you're going to see weed, Smirnoff bottles, strippers, broken bump condoms.
What strippers? It's going to be at a baby's birthday party at 1 year old.
Come on, now it's going to be strippers dressed in Barney thongs and Sesame Street outfits. You dig what I'm saying?
So, you got birthday parties mixed up with stars.
Nah, in the daytime. He's a porn star. The stripper's going to have Sesame Street names. So you got
Elmo.
They just
have on clown. You got
Big Bird. Big Bird is a big bitch.
Face paint.
Big Bird is the big bitch, and she high yellow. You know what I'm saying? Elmo is the red bone bitch. You feel me? And she's short, but she a midget with a big ass. Because you know midgets got fat asses, and we love them.
And they do a face paint.
Shout out to the little people out there. Matter of fact, one of my number one fantasies has always been to have two little people at the same time. Two little midgets. Two little midgets with fat asses. Anyway.
Well, check this out, Diddy. We about to go to commercial right now. If anybody want to call in and help this young man, give him a hug.
Please help me.
Call in at 323-293-3375.
Right here. Help me. I'm crazy.
He needs send whatever you can. I'm blown. Something different
when I'm on. All this shit got me in another time zone. And we're back right here at the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge at MorrisMediaLive.com. It's where you can watch us live right now. You can call in at 323-293-3375 if you want to call in. Say something to the fellas and everything and let them know what's going on. Because I know we also want to our prayers go out to – there was some mishaps that happened in Lake Havasu this weekend. Mm. A couple of people lost their lives due to a boating incident. So we want to urge everybody in the future, always when you own some water, you know, use some life jackets and, you know, be careful and abide by the rules of the water, you know.
OSHA regulations.
Yeah, just don't just get out there and think you're on Crenshaw because you got something fast because, you know, shit happens, all right? So our prayers go out to those couple of people that lost their lives trying to have some fun.
How many people was it, Marv?
It was two people.
Just two?
To my understanding, it was two people.
Yeah, it was five total in the accident. Two people lost their lives.
Wow, only two?
Right. One of them still missing.
Mm-hmm.
They never recovered the body.
Oh, wow.
Up there in Lake Havasu.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, you know, a lot of times, you know, black people in water don't mix. I know a lot of people, they be scared to go to the beach and the ocean and shit like that. I was going to take some people on the ocean with me. They was like, the ocean? Like, it's a...
I guess a fictitious ocean.
No, the Pacific one, you know what I'm saying? That's where we going to go.
You know what? It's funny you said that black folks in water don't miss, because when I was doing underwater welding, a white guy comes up to me, he says, man, he said, why do you want to do this? He said, do you live near water? Don't we all? Listen, so I say, he said, I could have sworn black people's bones were too heavy, so they couldn't swim, so they sink. This is what he told me. He really told me this, and I looked at him. I said, so if I throw you over there right now, right, and you drown, right, you're going to expect me to save you, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, that means I can swim then, motherfucker, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, what the fuck are we having this conversation?
Now, how far did you go with the underwater welding?
Oh, I graduated. You know what I'm saying? I'm a certified underwater welder, topside and underwater. The only reason why I'm not in that field right now because it's a racist field. Little do people know. Let me give you a fact real quick. Majority of people that's in underwater welding is white.
Niggas don't know shit underwater to be welding underwater.
It's white. I was like the only brother there.
I bet you were.
At the welding school, but I had this white boy named Chris, right? And I swear, the man, he was white, but he was black. Man. The man knew every he good times and every Family white. Matters show that Slim ever shady. Been created
now, hold
from
up.
Day one.
Diddy. Now, he probably was doing that to try to get some of your lunch or be friends.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because white people will over black they shit just to get it. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
They will.
They do.
They will over black they shit just to be friendly with you.
Right.
You know
but see, but when they hit you with that, when they hit you with that, how many black friends they got, that's when you start fucking with them. That's when you know they're a racist motherfucker. If you can tell me how many black friends you got, I mean, you literally go, okay, I got Tommy, I got Deshae, I got Lil Kiki and them. Okay, that's enough. Because Lil Kiki and them is from Watts, and he don't get along with Tommy, so we can't have no more black friends. So we only got three.
How many friends do you have, period? Not counting Instagram and the fictitious Facebook
friends. I don't have any friends. You know why? Because people don't really abide by what friendship
you're
really
an
is.
Asshole.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what that means.
Thank you.
When you have no friends, it means that you're not friendly.
Or you try to take advantage of people and end up pissing them off.
Say, new.
You all right with me though, man?
Don't make him cry. We got somebody got to hug his ass.
You I want to speak.
Hold on. What are you gonna
say? I'm giving you a chance to goddamn redeem yourself, nigga, from that pathetic rap shit you tried to do last week.
Oh, guess what? You think you can do better this week? Yes, definitely, sir. Thank you for saying that.
We're gonna give you a chance in a bit.
Definitely do better. I might sound like DMX when I rap.
Diddy, we're gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Maybe we shouldn't, because he's disrespectful. I opened the door for him, and the motherfucker's here talking shit to him. Fuck him.
So you y'all said I got his ass last week.
Because Al, you did. Yeah, so I saw some of the comments, Farouk, and they was like, Farouk got bars.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty
tight. But they wasn't talking about lyrical bars. They were talking about chocolate bars, Snicker bars, Hershey bars that he keep in his pocket. That's why his tummy kind of poking
see
out.
See how people there. Hate?
Did you get any better with your lyrical poise?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. When I first got on the mic, you know what I'm saying, I was really trying to freestyle by doing comedy at the same time. But when my man came on there and started spinning that old school Slick Rick storytelling shit, it kind of was like, oh, wake up, nigga, because he really trying to spit. So now I'm ready for this week.
You ready for this week?
I'm definitely ready. Just don't put on that weak ass beat we had
last
week.
Didn't he say
that was a cool
beat? It was cool, but I need something a little faster. I need something a little faster.
Watch out.
Say we dig, what we do, do.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. Watch me now, huh?
Watch me now, huh?
Take me out. Now, look at it, gentlemen. I think you do have a career in rap game. You could be like the Kirk Franklin of rap.
Rapping chicken in the supermarket.
I'll be that one that's just doing the ad-libs. Just like,
bingo.
Yo.
A Flavor Fave type.
Pow, man. Pow.
Perfect.
Booyaka.
Yeah. Perfect.
Dab. That ain't me.
Check this out, my
publicist that's here with me today, her name is Goldie, giving her a shout out. She know I got bars.
Diddy. I'm glad someone knows.
How come she the only one knew it, nigga?
My girl, Jessica Rabbit.
How come she the only one knew it?
The only reason why you don't know, nigga, because the sugar that is in your ear is clogging up your hearing.
If the only one know that you can rap, how are you going to prosper?
Marv, no. He just had a taste of the last week. I ain't seen nothing, nigga.
One second. Now we want to get things cleared up because okay. I did see some comments where people said that you were fine or handsome. Now I hope you didn't. I hope you didn't go in there and make that comment yourself.
Listen. All right. First of all,
we're going to address that. Hold up. We're going to address that because maybe there is a fan out there that wants to get with the new Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there is a lot of young ladies out there that want to get down. So is there anything you have to say to your fans of the female persuasion?
All right, listen. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to a couple of fans and a couple of people that just subscribed to the Matt Marv Comedy Show within the last 72 hours. All right, we got Japanese Coco, you know what I'm saying? We got Buddha, you know what I'm saying? On Instagram, you can check her out. They bad. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'll give a shout out to them. Goldie, my publicist, you know what I'm saying?
And that's it. Possible. That's it.
No, it's more than that. It's like 20. It's like
I know,
10,
but we
15.
Only have an hour show. So okay. he got most shouts out than he got shit to say. Evidently.
I got a lot of shit to say.
Now, let's get right into the meat. This was a hell of a week. I know a lot of people was kind of a lot of people kind of butthurt about the championship but I heard LeBron James was going to be coming to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. And you know who? I think he'd be a great addition if he came to Los Angeles Lakers, whether he came to the Lakers or the Clippers. I think he would probably be a better fit the Clippers.
Cause is Farouk ass asleep?
Yeah, is he snoring? Sound like he was snoring for a second.
No, not at all.
But yeah, I think he would be a good addition to the Clippers because they got Blake Griffin over there. And although Blake Griffin is not really playing at his top level right now.
Cause now, Al,
he's on the trading block.
Oh, yes.
Al, do you even give a fuck about the Lakers team?
I don't give a fuck about that at all, Marvin.
I don't give a fuck about shit.
I wanted to ask you, like I said, I just started coming. Like I said, this boy here is my little brother. I've been knowing him for years.
So what did you want to ask
me? I want to ask you, what you think is the finest creation in American history?
Mm. I'm going to have to say the black woman.
Mm. Well,
I'm not sure he made it that history.
Hold on.
God shit history. what the finest thing that... This goddamn fucking European thing is done here. What is the finest thing?
Smith & Wesson Colt 45.
That part.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
I would say it is niggas.
And
with a Smith & Wesson
Colt 45. They didn't create that over here. They Because I thought about that. What I thought about was what was the finest thing that the goddamn these crackers have done over in American history, it is a nigga. And I thought about gunpowder, but they didn't create gunpowder.
No, we ain't talking about Chinese. That. We're talking about the Colt 45.
Okay, listen. Oh,
well,
listen.
I'm saying that, but I'm saying the finest thing in American history why is that was created is niggas.
Why
because if it wasn't for us, none of this would be possible. Nigga, I feel like niggas are better than the airplane, the telephone, everything that they've created over here. Mm-hmm. I believe niggas are better than that.
Okay.
Because without niggas, without these people that they enslaved, none of them would be possible.
Be shit.
Right. So now, what do you think about the Code 45?
You got to give the credit to the Chinese on that. They created gunpowder.
No, we're talking about the actual gun. And a projectile and a revolver.
But the niggas came first, right? The gunpowder came first. What I'm saying is they took gunpowder. Mm-hmm. We got to admit that's
ain't nothing but bat shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
So gunpowder is made from bat shit.
Right. You're
talking about hand cannon.
Yeah, once they got
the blammer.
That's what we do. If it was no weapons, we got to say that. If it wasn't no goddamn guns, white men wouldn't be able to do shit. Mm-hmm. That changed the battle. We used
so the Colt 45, the revolver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The slinging six shooter.
Now, why would you say, Al? Why would you,
West was one.
Why would you say that the nigger, as you say?
I would say that because we built the country. Like I say, I even thought about it. Gunpowder. I thought gunpowder would be, but I couldn't give them credit for creating gunpowder because Chinese did it.
Right.
But the gun is what swung shit in their favor.
So why would you say that they can't stop shooting each other with it?
Who?
Niggers.
White people can't stop shooting nobody with
it. They shoot at every damn thing. Capes, birds,
everything.
Rats,
animal, everything. They shoot mamas, anything they daughters, that they don't they understand white. Or that threaten them, they kill it.
Yeah. They go shoot.
Have you ever dated a white woman, Al?
Plenty of them.
And how did that work out for you?
It's great, Marvin. It's just as good as dating a black woman or a Mexican.
Can I chime in on this conversation real quick?
Every goddamn woman is a part of my soul, man.
This is
I'm a dark-skinned nigga. Everything came out of darkness, so I don't get that shit when somebody go tell a jet-black-ass nigga like me that I should date what everything genetically came with me. Anything lighter than me, it came from me.
Do you prefer the black woman to the white woman?
I prefer any bitch that loves me and don't give me no goddamn stress.
Damn.
Well,
I don't give a fuck what color she is.
That would be all women. You know what I'm saying? Because every woman.
Boy, he ain't as dumb as he look.
Listen, let me explain something to you for a second. This is on a side note. Because I'm about to get real pro black real quick for a second. And it won't take too long. Not as long as this.
Check this out. Because if
you don't
do it, you're going to look stupid.
Right.
So just say what you're going to say.
My man Marv asked you. He said the best thing that ever made in America. And he said, the niggas. Let me explain something real quick for the audience out there. First of all, there's a difference between niggas and black folks. Okay?
What's the difference?
So don't let Al Toomer get you all fucked up and misconstrue and claim think that you're
a nigga.
Let me tell you something.
Now, Diddy, what's the difference? Between the low grade weed and the high grade weed that you just finished smoking?
He has no idea.
The difference is, I still can't see this black ass pimple across the table right here.
Hold up, because now we understand that you will go off on a tangent of your own subject.
No, this is his part. This is part of his subject.
You totally missed what we're talking about up here, man. You ain't the. We were talking about. We was up here talking about goddamn substantial shit amongst ourselves, and you chose to
sidetrack. You said niggas is the best.
That means he's a dumbass nigga.
Check this out.
Because whatever I said about nigga, if you are not one, why the fuck are you defending them?
Right.
If I say something about fags, are you going to defend them?
He got stuck.
Nigga, I'm gonna defend. Everybody, because I'm for
if
the fucking people,
if I say something about murderers, are you going to defend them? No matter what I say, why the fuck did you take it personal? If you're not that.
Because I'm a motherfucking
go
person,
go outside.
Because I'm a motherfucking person, nigga, so I take everything personal,
hold on,
nigga.
Listen,
y'all don't let Al Toomer bump his motherfucking dog.
One second.
For 10 minutes.
One second.
And I can't get five.
One second, Diddy. One second.
Okay.
Now, we want to give you the opportunity to address what Mr. Toomer has said to you.
Without making me fall asleep.
Yeah, without, and if you can do it.
You been falling asleep, nigga. since the show
started. Just speak your mind, man. You ain't got the goddamn pointless old bullshit.
If you can do it without making
no matter what I say, I got to attack somebody. Just speak your mind.
Right.
If you an educated nigga, you can speak your mind without
nigga,
attacking
check
somebody.
Check this out, nigga.
That's what
check
black people
out,
do.
Check this out, nigga. I'm an educated brother, number one. I'm a right, nigga.
Well,
I'm a nigga. I'm
say.
A nigga in the streets when I got to be. So that's why you got to separate
is
the motherfucking
that part of the
two,
bars?
My nigga. Separate the motherfucking two, my nigga.
Because
every time you're on this motherfucking panel,
look, we're about
you sit here talking about niggas, niggas, nigga. I ain't never heard once you say brother
Diddy.
At all.
Diddy.
We are brothers. So get that shit right.
Diddy.
If you was a brother, I would say it. You acted like a nigga.
Diddy. No, you acting like
because
a nigga.
Because you got them. I ain't
we about to go to commercial right now.
Unless you attack me.
Someone's a little
are you guys
sensitive.
Getting ready to scrap? Well, we're getting ready to go to commercial.
Someone's
we'll be right
a little
back.
Sensitive.
We'll
somebody,
be right back.
Get that man a tampon.
Get ready.
Get
after these messages.
It's getting heated.
Shit. Yeah. Okay, we're back on the air. Technical difficulties we had going on, but we're back. The birthday boys are in the house. Now, we was talking about the birthday situation. We got Al coming back from the bathroom, and everything's cool. Everything come out all right?
In the bathroom, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All the tequila got poured out the bottle all right.
Yeah. So we was talking about the birthdays and everything. So the cool thing about the whole situation is, man, sometimes you got to be careful about spending too much money on birthdays that people ain't going to remember. A lot of people like to take these kids, 1, 2 years old, to these extravagant places and all that, and they not going to remember them. Sure, you could take pictures and all that. The kid don't give a shit. Do you remember your first birthday?
I remember mine, and that's why I say fuck all of them. Fuck. Man, but see,
it wasn't a good experience?
No, what I'm saying is my birthday is December the 27th. What you realize, man, is a bunch of cheap motherfuckers get you the same gift for both motherfucking days, but they expect two different gifts because they shit is separated out. I'm talking about from mom to dad, everybody.
Right, right. And I've noticed that
all
shit.
The time.
Why do people ask you what you want for your birthday and then don't get it anyway?
Right. They just come through with some shit that they want.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They ask you, what do you want for your birthday? You tell them. Do you ever get that shit?
No, not at all.
Now you got
that's
kids.
That's why them Santa Claus was full of shit. You write down this damn list and you don't get a goddamn thing.
On the list.
None of that.
I hate that shit. Somebody asks you what you want, you tell them and you don't get that shit.
Right.
Ask me what I don't want and then maybe we have a happy birthday or a happy motherfucking
yeah, people,
holiday.
They give you what they want and saying I'm doing my part by doing, you know, by helping you. But if you ain't giving me what I need, fuck what you giving me.
So what I do from now on is when anybody needs to give, I make them one. Arts and crafts. You know what I'm saying? I'll draw, like if it's Thanksgiving, I'll draw a hand turkey. And that will suffice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make you a card out of some crayons and fold some paper.
Put the feathers on there, the autumn colors.
Now this is one thing I noticed about birthdays because, you know, a lot of people have birthdays, but then to special days that people celebrate, like the last day of school. Remember when we was in school? Yeah. And they had the last day of school. Now, with the boys, I know when we was kids, we was coming to last day of school, you know, probably wouldn't have fights. But I've noticed now with this generation, the girls are trying to have big fights on the last day of school. Have
yeah,
you heard this
more
shit?
Aggressive. They pulling out waves and shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This girl, my daughter's in the seventh grade. She's 13 years old. She said she wanted to fight my daughter on the last day of school. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, I can believe it.
And this was, I thought it was a girl about her size. This girl was about Farouk's height in seventh grade. Like, she got left back four times.
But your kid is the fastest kid in the class. Tell him to run. Run a few blocks. Let this fat kid get tired. Run about four or five blocks and turn around and knock her motherfucking ass out. Cause
let her get tired. Let her get tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That type of shit.
But the thing is, what I'm tripping off of is why all these girls all of a sudden now want to act like boys.
I believe they got them teachers or not, man. That was a time. You remember we asked the question 20 years ago, dude. When I first met you in the 90s, and they talk about, well, how do you think gayness starts? Is it born or is it is something like that? You could used to be born like this, but nowadays I think shit is being taught to motherfuckers, man. They are teaching things that I ain't cool with.
Well, they saying you born a sociopath. You know what I'm saying? Like you born killer. So we're supposed to just have a parade for all the sociopaths and let them be cool. Like if they kill somebody, say, oh, well, he was born that way, so it's okay.
That's what I'm saying.
It gotta be a line that's drawn to where you say this is not okay for the rest of society.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be based on a sexual preference because all gayness is a sexual preference.
I think, like, even if you if you're a sociopath or a psychopath or something like that, you prefer to do what you're going to do. Now, if they got a place for your ass if you get caught.
Yeah, in the 60s, they classified homosexuality as a mental ailment. You know, now,
now it's
a preference. Me, myself, I mean, you know, people, you know, personally, I don't give a fuck what you do behind closed doors. You can fuck your pet goldfish if you like, you know, but when you come out in public and try to make it seem like that's the way for everybody else is what I have a problem with.
Well, that's the biggest problem.
You love, but, you know, when you forcing, opposing, and subjecting everybody else like that should be the new norm, that's not cool.
Do you think, Al, that they doing that shit because they want to become part of a minority and get some extra money?
Yeah, man, it does. Because I'm thought about getting them fruiting around with D&G, man, with all the benefits they get. I ain't going to go through with it, but all the benefits these motherfuckers get. Just, all you got to do is say gay means to be happy. So I can be gay, but I ain't even something
they
can get.
And give me them benefits.
Ass. Yeah, get those, all these fruity benefits. You know, I can go with that. But as far as the actual act, no.
But see, now that's the thing, man, because I think America, we got so much liberal stuff going on and everything, and I'm concerned with how we look like to the other countries. I mean, how are we supposed to be feared by other countries when we let everything slide? You got people going to schools, killing up people, all this stuff, man. It seems like we can't even handle our own get down.
Yeah, you right about that. Mm-hmm. You think about that Dylan Roof shit, that man. Man, what nigga could walk up in a goddamn white church or a synagogue and kill up a bunch? Obama could walk up in a synagogue and if he shoot a bunch of old ass white women, old men, that kid kill a bunch of old black people.
Right.
And you just shit.
That's the same kid that they took him
to Burger King.
Yeah, they took him to Burger King before they took his ass to jail.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Let any nigga do that.
They ain't gonna reward your ass with a burger. That's for damn sure. Now, Al, you grew up in the South, right? What part? Mississippi?
Georgia, yeah.
Now, did you see the racism change from that area when you came to L.A.?
Man, I am not that old. First of all, I was born in 1968, December 27.
I thought it was 1868.
December 27, 1968. By the time I came through here, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, John F. Kennedy, and a couple other niggas had gotten killed. I went to integrated school, so I don't know that side of the
They didn't race. They didn't have all white drinking fountains and shit when you was in.
No, I didn't. Hell no. Did you a year younger than me, Marvin? Did you go through it?
I'm just saying, because he looked like he still was part of the slavery movement, you know what I'm saying? And he just came out to L.A. and got
like
better dressed. He's like a better dressed slave, you know what I'm saying? I want the insight on it.
That, nigga. You the kind of nigga that did slavery, nigga. If we was on the auction block, I would have went for $500,000 and they sold a nigga like you for $15.
Al, that's it.
You got me feeling like Bill Maher.
I'm telling you what I am, nigga. I'm Mandingo. He's a watered down ass nigga. Some fat white bitch would have bought you, nigga, with $30.
I wouldn't have been mad.
You wouldn't have been
at best $30.
I feel good because I went up $15 in the last. Yeah, I feel like Bitcoin notch, and shit.
Nigga. I wouldn't have been like Sam Jackson and Django, nigga. But you know, I would have had the. I'd had the same type of power that Django did in slavery.
Mm-hmm. You would have killed up some people.
Yeah. My folks did that.
Now, I'm going to ask you this one thing. Since you're a comedian, and we saw a lot of the comments and everything, and people really love your comedy, where are you going to be performing at next?
Marvin, right now, I'm working on my shit right now. When I get ready to go out there, I'll let people do it. Right now, I'm helping one of my best friends, my little brother.
Oh, okay. So you know that means
I'm the last one out of 9 kids. I've never had a little brother. Marvin's been my little brother for like 25 motherfucking years.
But I'm older than you, ain't I?
Nigga, you 6 months younger than me. But you do a whole lot of shit way more fucked up than me, and I've always been there for you.
That's right, though.
I ain't been able to stop all the ass whooping you got, but I didn't stop most of them ever.
We going to give Al a chance to go to the Jazz Festival with us next year.
You had a chance this week. Nigga, you just took off and went down there and told me, I forgot about this.
You said you was coming.
I called, motherfucker, you. Oh, come on now.
He said, I'm on my way. I just gotta till the farm.
I had a real nice time.
I bet it was.
See, Al picked cotton and make a shirt out of it.
I ain't pick, man. I'm not that kind of nigga, bruh. You more of a field nigga than me. I'm a well spoken. Even in slavery, nigga, I would have been just fine. I would have been John Hanson, W.E. Du Bois. Even today, I find it difficult to get them relate to a lot of shit the niggas say they go
through. I think they would have tortured you for using big words.
No, they wouldn't have, because they taught me that shit.
Shit. I saw a movie called 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave.
They damn near killed that nigga because he played the violin.
They didn't do that. They did that because that nigga beat the shit out of a white man.
I said, but I don't know. I get tired of watching the movies anyway, especially when they had light-skinned Indians on there.
I don't watch it. I don't watch a lot of this shit, man.
When you was a kid, did any of y'all want to be the cowboy or the Indian?
Before I got older, of course, I'm pulling for Clint Eastwood and John Wayne. You know, all this type of bullshit. When you get older, man, that's me out there.
The savage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like in the Western, the bullet always won, so I would rather want to be the bullet.
The winner is the winner.
Yeah. But the dumbest goddamn thing is how they goddamn did in them cowboy movies. We don't do it shit like that. Like, it's just honorable. Well, let's draw. Go for your gun.
That's too much. That's got too much chance to it.
Man, fuck all that. I ain't do no
shit. I'd have been the one on the horse riding by shooting.
I'm going to shoot you in the back of the head, nigga. I'm not risk being fast. You might be faster than me. But there's a better way to kill a motherfucker. I'm always killing motherfuckers in a way that's beneficial to me.
Now on the list of killing motherfuckers, I'm just going to ask you guys, would at the top of the list be people that owe you money?
No, because I don't have a lot of people. Whatever people owe me, it ain't a lot, man. But when you get dealing with people who you done borrowed money from, like big money, and you don't pay back, then you deserve to be.
What about bets? Because I know, Fru, you got a bet.
I don't bet.
You have yet to get your money.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for his ass, though.
Now, what was the bet you guys made?
$300 on the series. And he bugged me for it, you know, so I'm still looking for your ass.
He thought LeBron had a chance?
Hey, man, you know, he did the best he could do, man, but, I mean, you know.
You know he called me looking for your ass.
Yeah. I hope he can find me. I'm not here. Come and give me my goddamn money. I hope you call. Look, if you got my goddamn money.
Give us a call,
please. Please call at 323-293-3375. Run that.
This is what I hate. When somebody owes you some money and they call you, and they'll have you come down out of your bed to give them some money down the street, or you can't do it, so they'll come make their way somehow 2 o'clock in the morning to pick up some money. Then when it's time for them to pay you the money, their phone mysteriously is off, even if it's an Obama phone.
Right.
You know, that should never go off. You can't find them. Then you see them in the store with a girlfriend treating.
But it's like our boy Daryl used to say, you remember D's joke on that?
Yeah, you gonna sweat me over this funky fire. It wasn't funky when you borrowed it from me.
It wasn't your bar, it?
and that's what I'm saying. And people that owe you money, you got to understand, I'll take the barter system, too. If you ain't got the money, bring me a plate. Smother me some chicken and some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I do eat.
Yeah, we need to get our different barter systems, man. It shouldn't just be about money.
And I take a plate of food over nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But as long as it's something. I mean, it's a trade. If I'm giving you something that's benefiting you, give me something to benefit me.
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo.
But this money shit, it became like a panacea. You know what I mean? A panacea, it's like a cure-all of everything. And that's what I don't like. And you look at money, and you look at these ugly, racist crackers that own this money.
Where'd that come from? How do we get from smothered chicken to racist crackers?
I'm talking about money. I'm talking about the currency, that you have to kill yourself over. What is the barter system? We're talking about different barter systems.
Did they somehow do something personal to you, Al?
All of them, Marvin.
What'd they do to you? Talk
Think
to
about
us.
Every bill you've had, from a $1 to a $5 to a $10 to a $20 to a $100, and there's some bills bigger than that, man. Look at all the pictures on that motherfucking set. Mm-hmm. They're getting ready to put Harriet Tubman on there.
But they got a bad picture at Harriet.
But look at these motherfuckers. Mm. They uglier than her. Shit, at least she's damn near 115.
So is that the problem you have with white people?
But fucking integrate money. Put different colors of people on money. And they finally doing it with Eric Tubman. But, you know, I just don't get off on goddamn, this is what I'm killing.
Well, you know you can move to Ghana, right?
Real fast.
Man.
If I choose to
get
do that.
Get dual citizenship.
And, of course, you know that. How come you haven't done it?
Well, I don't have a problem.
How come
with
you haven't moved over there?
I love
this country.
You
came back and told me how it was.
I love this country. The weather is outstanding.
The last people that I told that went to Africa, I told them to bring me some dirt back. So I got some dirt for Africa. So whenever I touch that, that's like I'm touching the motherland. I don't need to do shit. I am a city slicker. And I love the West Coast of California.
Right.
Where I am today, yeah, I'm not trying to go deep back in the history and talk about all about where I came out of my mother's womb at and where I've traveled.
That's where you're from.
My land.
I think a lot of people
make me. I can't no motherfucker tell me I ain't more intelligent than motherfucking Jesus Christ.
Now this
wherever
my problem.
Wherever Jesus was, he walked around a few goddamn feet, maybe from here to goddamn stocking. But nigga, I done flew all around the goddamn world. I done drove around the world. I done did all that. How could this motherfucker possibly be more educated than me?
Now the problem I have with it, Al, is when people complain, but then don't want to do nothing about it.
Yeah,
Who phone is that?
There ain't no solution to it at all.
That's an ugly ass ringtone too.
That's how you know a motherfucker don't have that download where you get the other rings.
That was a goddamn phone.
But no, if you're gonna complain about some shit,
have a solution.
Yeah, have a solution. Don't just be sitting around complaining about shit.
Yeah, have a solution to what's going on.
So what's your solution to the white people epidemic that you have? So passionate
Marvin,
about
it. It wouldn't be wise of me to sit up here on air and talk about what my solution would be, but they would be firm. Just locking a motherfucker up because they did something.
Now I saw over in another country they had found this guy who had molested these children, and they put him in the square, and then everybody passed by and stuck a knife in him like a pincushion.
And thought it was
okay.
Funny.
How long did it take him to die?
Shit, I don't know, but he had about 200-300 steak knives in his ass. When
can
I see.
You, okay, well,
like a porcupine.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be worse than just locking a motherfucker up in a room and starving him to death?
Well, I think the knives it was more personal because he really affected the community, so the community got
he
some retribution.
He might have been, but eventually you're going to bleed to death. Nigga, if you really want somebody to feel bad for what they've done, you make them suffer. If you kill somebody, you're going to bleed out.
I mean, it took a while. I mean, because he had knives sticking in his legs, his toes, his foot, all in the ass. The shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
But eventually he died.
Right.
You know, but starving a motherfucker. I'm talking about literally a motherfucker dying from not having anything to eat or drink.
That's going to take a while.
Right.
Yeah. But you say, somebody said malnutrition?
Yeah, 14 days.
They have a lot of to think about what they really done. I don't want to kill nobody quickly. You know, if you really fucked me over, I want you to suffer
right.
What you've done. So starving a motherfucker to death.
I think they should bring back public stonings.
If mankind could come up with a way as far as when it comes to paralysis and they say they're on the way to doing that, but if you can come up with a way to get them pull a goddamn disc out of a motherfucker's back for a little while and make them paralyzed.
For a little while.
Yeah. And I can put that back in there, but do something else, we can pull this back out. You know.
Yeah, I think you better keep your methods to yourself. That shit made my back hurt.
No, you just can't move, nigga.
That's what I'm telling you. But the whole act of pulling that disc out is shit.
Nigga, just pull like a little small disc out.
Any one of the motherfuckers is going to hurt. They not like CDs stacked up.
But if you can't feel anything, if you can't move, you won't feel nothing. The objective of what I'm talking about is to make your ass motionless. Motionless.
And just sit
you
there.
You can't move nothing but your eyelids.
You can't shit or nothing.
You can't do. Somebody got to help you.
That's crazy. Well, look at here. Al, that is something to think about as far as the torture goes.
Like, man, I'm the motherfucker just doing this. You talking about how bad the white man. And nigga, if I rule the world, and fuck the devil, if I rule the world, motherfucker, things would be a lot different.
We gonna talk about that next time we come back, because we got to get Farouk out of here before he falls asleep in the goddamn
and
studio.
Drink some more tequila.
It's his birthday today.
It's his birthday today.
Get him some more fucked up.
Happy birthday. Who gonna sing happy birthday to him?
And we don't do that singing shit.
We'll rap it to him.
We was gonna let Diddy do a couple of bars, but he had to go. Yeah, he had to go.
So one of you beautiful girls come up and pour this. You sing it to him.
We can't play a happy birthday song.
Had to go, huh?
Can we play a happy birthday song?
You sing it. You got your mama's voice. I know you. You might not be able to sing as good as her, but you got it. Sing him happy birthday.
So we gonna see you guys next Tuesday from 7 to 8 right here at the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We will see you. Happy birthday to Farouk. My birthday's on the 23rd.
Cups motherfucking up. I hope you get just as fucked up as I.
You is, boy. This is the quietest I've ever seen.
That's because the nigga was sleeping after the show.
Thought you was on Sherman or something. You just drunk.
he was doing his best Ray Charles impersonation.
Thank you.
What about the Hennessy and
Ciroc? Hennessy and Ciroc. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Man Marv Comedy Lounge.
Peace to the world.